This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha today. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He added it was decided in the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla that discussion on Vande Mataram will be conducted on 8th and debate on electoral reforms on 9th December.
There will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. The discussion will start at 12 noon and will go on for the full day. On Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the opposition party members to cooperate fully and also to enrich the parliamentary proceedings.
The 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage will begin at Red Fort in New Delhi today. The session will be chaired by Vishal V. Sharma, Ambassador and Permanent Delegate of India to UNESCO. India has nominated Diwali, the Festival of Light, Brotherhood, Compassion and Collective Celebration as its submission for the UNESCO Intangible Heritage List this year. The six-day event aims at examining nominations submitted by states' parties for inscription on the UNESCO ICH list, reviewing the status of existing elements and providing international assistance for safeguarding intangible cultural heritage. The inaugural ceremony for the session was held at Red Fort in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar said that besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritage across the world.
Lucknow has recently joined Hyderabad as a UNESCO creative city of gastronomy has also been widely appreciated in this country. Each recognition of intangible heritage has ripples well beyond the immediate decision. Your work not only evokes cultural pride and strengthens tradition, but impacts lives and livelihood as well. The world is a fundamentally pluralistic landscape, a landscape whose richness lies in its diversity.
Goa police has arrested 4 people, including the general manager and 3 staffers of Arpora nightclub, after a massive fire at the club killed 25 people and injured 6 others. The move comes after police registered an FIR against the nightclub's owners, along with the manager and the event organizers. Arpora Nagoa Panchayat Sarpanch was also detained for issuing a trade license for the nightclub's premises in 2013. Addressing a press conference, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant vowed strict action against the culprit. Mr. Sawant has earlier ordered a magisterial inquiry into the nightclub fire incident and constituted a committee comprising the district magistrate and other officials from the police and the fire department. India and European Union will resume talks in New Delhi today on a free trade agreement, FTA. The two-day negotiation session will commence today, marking another step forward in the long-standing effort to establish stronger economic ties between the EU and India. EU Ambassador to India, Hervé Delphin, while speaking at India's World Annual Conclave 2025, said the current negotiations represent a fundamentally new phase, calling them EU-India FTA Negotiation 2.0. The EU is India's largest trading partner, with bilateral goods trade reaching $137.5 billion in 2023-24. In men's hockey, India defeated host South Africa 5-2 in the first match of the three-match series at Stellenbosch in Cape Town last night. The second hockey test will be played today at 8:30 p.m. Indian time at Hartley Vale Stadium in Cape Town. And that is the end of the news bulletin.